The Moral is written by Andrew Fiala, professor of philosophy at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
The American Religious Identification Survey was recently updated based on data obtained in 2008. It turns out that fewer people identify themselves as belonging to an organized religion than they did in 1990, when the survey was first conducted. Only 70% of Americans claim to believe in a personal God, with 12% believing in an impersonal higher power, and another 15% admitting to atheism or agnosticism. The headlines reported, more Americans today are moving away from religion. We might think that this will have a significant impact on morality. There are some major differences in thinking about morality that can be traced back to religious differences. A Pew Forum survey on religion and public life from 2007 showed that religion does have an effect on what people think about homosexuality and abortion. But despite these differences, most people believe it's wrong to kill, lie, and steal. Religious belief, or lack thereof, has very little effect on these basic moral values. In our diverse and changing world, it is important to emphasize this agreement about morality, while downplaying our disagreements about so-called wedge issues. Now, some will worry that if religious belief declines, as the survey suggests, morality will also decline. Some religious folks maintain that there can be no morality without God. Proponents of the divine command theory of ethics tend to agree with the Russian novelist Dostoevsky that if there is no God, then everything is permitted. The worry is that if we do not agree about the transcendent source for morality, then we will not agree about morality itself. But critics of the divine command approach argue that even if one accepts that there is a God, it is still up to human beings to interpret his commands. This view can be traced back to Socrates, who pointed out that since there are various stories about which the gods value, it is up to us to use reason to figure out which stories are morally acceptable. According to Socrates, so long as we are reasonable, we should be able to figure out the basics of morality and use these basic moral insight to criticize immoral religious beliefs. When we open our eyes to global religious diversity, we can see that it is difficult to claim that morality is grounded in divine commandment. In order to ground ethics in religion, we should first have to decide which religion is the right one. But in our diverse world, there will never be consensus about this question. Perhaps it is better, then, to look for agreement about the basics of morality. Indeed, there is broad consensus across religious traditions about the fact that killing is wrong, that lying is immoral, that you should keep your promises, and that it is good to help people in need. Whether these values come from the gods or from human reason itself is beside the point. The fact is that we do agree about basic moral values despite religious diversity. It is true that there is religious disagreement about a few hot-button issues, but the important fact is that for the most part, we agree about morality, despite these differences. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.